Hi, my name is Jasmine, the supervisor for customer support. Can you please hold for me while I get your account pulled up to better assist you?
Sure.
Thank you so much for your patience. I'm still here, ma'am. Just one more moment. Thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. For security purposes of this account, can you please verify the shipping address?
2141 Fanshawe Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19149.
Thank you for that. I have located your account for our Bytes Hub. By the previous agent's notes, you don't recall authorizing the charge of $49.89. Is that correct?
Not me. It's not me. I didn't charge it. I want my money refunded. I want to be put on a list that you are, that I am not a, whatever your company is, I don't subscribe to it.
Do you recall taking a sweepstakes survey for a Dyson vacuum, for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum back on the 24th
No.
of December?
No.
Is your email address Mary with two R's, 122746 at yahoo.com?
That's it, but somebody got it. I don't know who. Not me.
And is your phone number 215-391-9584?
I hate to say it is, but I didn't make those charges. I didn't ask for it. I don't know who did. My bank told me that the company that your number is called My Balanced Lifestyles.
It may show up as the merchant name of your account on your bank statement. Has this charge been disputed by your bank?
Well, you need to, first of all, I never received whatever you're talking about. I want my name taken off your list and flagged not to charge anything, and I want my money refunded.
I do understand that, ma'am, but I just want you to be aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously. And we will prosecute anyone who's places order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to confirm that you don't recall taking a sweepstakes survey that would have stemmed the $49.89 charge.
That's right.
We were reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. I just want you to be aware that you can call back later if you wish to ask some of your family members to see if they may have done this without your knowledge.
Is there any way that you can notify me that you're canceling and refunding me my money?
The account has been canceled, but however this charge is valid, we won't be able to process any credits on this account. When the order was placed, it's confirmed that the charge was non-fraudulent and valid, but however your account has been canceled, so you won't receive any more charges.
And I can't get any of my money back.
That is correct. The charge is valid.
Are you called Lifestyle? What's it called? My Balance? Wait a minute. Let me see what it is. Wait a minute. It's called My Balance Lifestyles. Is this the number?
Is that when I asked what charge is associated with that name on your bank statement?
Yeah. Yeah.
May I ask what charge is associated with the name on your bank statement? Is it $49.89 or is it a separate charge?
It was that amount, and it was called My Balance Lifestyles. Is that
yes,
you?
Yes, ma'am. Well, it will show up as a different name on your bank statement because it is the merchant ID, but the previous agent did cancel your account, so you won't receive any more charges. However, these charges are valid.
Well, I'm not paying them, okay? My account has been closed at the bank, at my bank, so no one can charge anything anymore. I want my name deleted from your thing. I want a flag that says, do not.
Yes, ma'am. Well, is there anything further back?
It's fraud. I want my money back is what I want. And I want you to stop sending me. And I want you to stop billing me for something I never even received. I never even got it.
I do understand that, ma'am, but it was for a chance to win the Dyson vacuum. It was a promotion. By the end of the promotion, a winner would have been chosen.
That's not what it said. That's not what it said because I see that an ad on my iPhone all the time, and that's not what it says. So that's fraud too. And I'm going to find out how to get that off the face off of Facebook, and that's where it came from. And that's where it is. And it's all fraud. So it would be one thing if you had sent me the item, but you never sent me the item. You'd only bill me and take my money. That's all you do. So now my bank knows that you're fraud, and I'm going to go to the police department and notify them that you're fraud.